For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
You're listening to Bollywood Weekly.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
Hello, listeners, and welcome to another episode of Bollywood Weekly. This episode is actually a continuation of last week's episode where we reviewed Lukka Chuppi, but the conversation ended up digressing quite a fair bit and ended up being quite lengthy, so I split it up into its own separate episode. So I hope you guys enjoy it. If you haven't checked out last week's episode, please do, because it's great, as always. But if for whatever reason you don't want to, and let me tell you, you're missing out, you can still go ahead and listen to this part two without listening to last week's. There is very little prior context needed from last week. So with that, I will leave you to the episode and hope you enjoy it. Okay, anything else before we get to what Mansha really wants to talk about on this podcast? The movie was just an excuse for Mansha to be able to talk about A.R. Rahman. But I mean, anyway, let's talk about Masakali and remakes in general, because like T-Series has just lost the plot. I don't understand.
What did you think of the song?
I did not like it, but like I wasn't like, oh, this is terrible, I hate it. Like how most people are like, I guess, tweeting about it. It was just more like, okay, I don't really understand this. Like, this is not any better. Like, it's not even that catchy. Like, whatever. It's just like a whatever random song I'm seeing on YouTube. But then I just like was reading randomly. Basically, I got recommended it. And then I was reading about this song. And then it just basically, I saw all the like drama from it. And I'm like, oh, okay, I guess like people hate it.
Yeah. The song felt weird in the context of the video to me.
Well, that too. But I think the weird part is like, okay, whatever you feel about the remakes, right? There is an argument to be made that, you know, in the end, songs are there to promote your movie, and like remakes have been shown to be popular, right? Or at least generate discussion, whether people like it or hate it, which creates some buzz for your movie, right? But this is not even part of a movie. It's just a random song with Siddharth Malhotra and Tara Sutaria for no reason, like, which makes it even more strange. Like, why would you do this?
But didn't that happen with Shahid Kapoor and, like, Kiara for, like, Urvashi? Didn't they? Wasn't it just a random, like...
But the intro beat of that one and this one is the exact same.
Oh, amazing.
Which is, like, when I first clicked on Masakali, I was like, wait, did I click the right link? Like, what's going on? Because the intro thing is exactly the same, and then the song starts.
Yeah, so. I'm not understanding why this Siddharth Malhotra did this. Like, what's up with his career, man? Like, I'm hearing about it. Like,
you tell us, Mancha.
No, I'm just saying, like, why is he doing this stuff? I guess he's dating Tara, or he's, I don't know, apparently he's not dating her. I don't really know the details now. But is that why he did it? Like, it just felt like such a poor move, like, career-wise. As well, like, what are you trying to achieve here?
I would argue that Marjama was probably a worse career move than this song, but
let me ask. I don't know, but would you guys have said that about this being a terrible career move if A.R. Rahman doesn't tweet what he did?
Well, to be honest, I don't have a strong view about whether it's a bad career move for Siddharth, because I don't think it'll make a difference in the long run. But I don't think, even if A.R. Rahman hadn't tweeted what he did about the song, I would still find the song to be as terrible and useless as it is now.
Yeah, the reason why I actually think it's a bad career move is mainly because, like, if you look at Siddharth Malhotra's, like contemporaries or whatever, they're all, like, proving themselves a lot. Or, like, the ones that are being successful are proving themselves, like, the acting department. He's kind of, like, not been able to, like, he's kind of been flailing recently. And it feels like just, like, getting a good movie where he can, like, show his, like, talent is probably, like, the right way to go.
But I don't think he actually is at the same level as the other guys. Like, he's just... But I think, I mean, he has, you know, done movies which have done well, and which have been good movies. Like, he did, although, okay, it's been like a few years, but like, he did Kapoor and Sons. He did Ittefaq, which was also very good. But like, in all these movies, the movie is good, and Siddharth Malhotra is in it. He is always very clearly the weak link in all of these movies, and he just does enough so that the movie doesn't suffer, as opposed to doing anything to actually elevate the movie. Whereas I think all of the other, like, if by contemporaries you're talking about Varun Dhawan, like, I guess Ranbir is a bit older, but Ranveer Singh as well. Whatever movies they're in, they have the presence and the energy to, like, make them integral to the movie. Whereas if you replace Siddharth Malhotra in any of his movies, no one would notice. Or the movie might even become better.
Right. So, but I think that, like, then he should be focusing on, like, improving his craft and, like, doing, like, better movies, or even still doing movies that are good, and that, like, he's maybe the weak link in, but, like, he rides the wave. But this thing just feels like he's become an item boy. I'm not really understanding what he's trying to do here, you know? That's why I'm, like, questioning it as a career decision. Like, what is the, like, is it like, oh, I'm going to be like a Masi person and I need the song to, like, really amp up, you know, my profile, or I just need to be, like, seen?
It may be that, because, like, the song, the whole, his whole look in the song is like the same look that he had in Marjawa, which was, like, very clearly an attempt to be like a super Masi Salman wanted type vibe, which obviously it failed miserably in achieving. But yeah, maybe, I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think it
needs to be mutually exclusive in doing music videos and picking action gig. I didn't particularly like video games. I don't think I'd be talking about it if A.R. Rahman doesn't tweet what he does. I think from A.R. Rahman's perspective, he's power enough for his songs, maybe insert a clause that they can't be remixed if it kind of means so much to him that they're not changed. Fundamentally, yeah, but, I mean, if
he can do it now, but this is, like, usually most of the songs are owned by the record label, right, which is T-Series in this case. And T-Series has just been literally remaking all of their songs from regardless of what era they were in. And I actually read an interesting comment, which is like, honestly, whether you go and watch the new one or you're like, oh, this is shit, I'm going to go listen to the old one, which is something you probably would not have done normally. In the end, it's a win-win for T-Series because both songs belong to them. So you're still going to go and listen to their channel.
Yeah, no, if it's such a bad song, I don't know. I feel like people are still going to listen to his song in the original if they like it.
Vishal Shekhar also had this big controversy where they, this Tanish Bagchi remade O Saki Saki, and they were really annoyed. So then they basically went to T-Series and they were like, if you remake any of our other songs, we have to remake it. You can't get anyone else to remake it. And then they remade Das Bahane. So for them, I think they're like, they're doing what you said, where like, they're okay about the concept of remaking it, but they want to have the creative control over it, right? And, Vishal did an interview with, your lookalike, Mr. Faridun, in fact.
You know what, guys?
Because Munchausen look alike.
You should look. Farid Hoon definitely doesn't have this much hair. Let me tell you that.
Yes, he wears the cap for different reasons.
All over, I don't mean.
No, but I actually like the other remix that they did. Which I can't remember it for some reason. It's another one that came out. That one. Yeah.
Hmm.
It's actually good song. I don't know if it's all negative. His song will always exist. I'm sure there are people from a certain generation who were there when, who were like, whatever, young and whatever when his songs originally came out, and for them that's the only song. But and if he feels so strongly about it, I feel like he should. He's powerful enough to write into his contracts going forward.
I mean, I don't think all remakes are bad. To be fair, I just think it's reached a stage now where, like, at least T-Series, it's just become like a lazy thing to do. Like, okay, let's just remake a song because rather than actually come up with something new or come up with something else, right? That's the thing that frustrates me personally.
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like I've just like stopped like enjoying a lot of music because it just feels like I've heard
the same
before.
Recycled stuff.
And I've like, in fact, like my intake for like Bollywood music has just like gone down, I think primarily because of this. And it just feels very like, okay, like let's just come up with a few beats so that someone can go crazy at some sundown or somewhere, you know, and it's like the same thing again and again. And then one other thing I wanted to mention about this music video is like it looked exactly or very similar to that Okay Janu Hamma Hamma music video.
Yeah, I agree.
And I think now I'm thinking about it, I think that's what like annoyed me the most about the video. It's just like, okay, this feels like you're just like tacking together a bunch of like existing elements, and I think watching it like made it worse. Like song was okay, not great, but like just having that music video that I've seen before made it worse.
No, I completely agree, and I feel like this kind of ties into the conversation we were having earlier, where it feels like at least some parts of movies are recycled because production houses or in this case music production companies had success with them in the past, and I feel like Bollywood's always done this. It used to be like copying scripts and copying exact scenes from Hollywood, just like not even caring about tweaking them to make it work for the particular audience. It's just like, I'm gonna lift it and place it. And now it's just being done with older Bollywood movies. But Pesh, I wanted to ask you actually, do you think this is gonna change given there's so much good stuff being made now for TV that is original, that is actually very good in acting and script writing, all this stuff. Do you think that's going to have an impact on filmmaking?
I don't know, because I mean, honestly, I think it's going to take a while before we see like any kind of significant change, because like, I think most of the, you know, initially, I think people thought, oh, the fact that you're going to have like Netflix and Prime Video and all these OTTs is going to mean more innovative content, more different types of content. And that has happened to an extent, but I think the reality of our country, which you see in like the box office receipts, right, is like majority of the country is still in the kind of rural belts and in like, you know, lower income groups, where for them, the, you know, whatever word you want to use, they're not as sophisticated or not, they don't care as much about having super intricate plot or having super, you know, exciting, fresh, innovative stuff, right? For them, like cinema, I think still is mostly like escapism. So they're happy with like very commercial formulaic stuff, right? And in a way, that's why the, you know, Salman Khan is still relevant. And that's why like those types of movies and the Houseful Fours of this world and all these franchises are still going to be there. And the smaller movies, I think still struggle, right? And I think the fact that even now, like when people find a formula that works, as you said, like this whole quote, like socially impactful movies, but in a very massy way and in a small town India setting, right? Like Ayushman's entire career now has become this. So I think it's not really going to change that fast. I think once in a while, someone will stumble on something or come up with something that works. And then that will also be like dragged out to the last possible straw. But yeah, I don't think like we are going to get a movie like Parasite or something which has that kind of impact, right? Even though it's going to take a lot of years before we do, rather.
It's funny you mentioned that one, because when I was watching Parasite, I actually thought that it could have been made in India. There were a lot of like, similarities.
I mean,
in the story.
And it's now going to get remade probably, which is going to, I mean, we'll see, but.
Yeah, I personally think that, like, I mean, I agree with the fact that, like, yeah, there's, of course, like, a big audience that you need to, that brings in a lot of those numbers, which, like, the box office number that people talk about. But, like, the Ayushman movies, like, agreed, like, there's this formula, but I do think there is some originality there. And I think that, like, I guess what you're saying is that, you know, people are seeing that works and now are taking, like, social issue plus something in rural India equals like a great movie, and they're like trying to explore that a lot.
And to be honest, I'm okay with that, because I'd rather people do that than making another Houseful or another, like, all these super crazy misogynistic movies that pass off in the name of comedy that we normally make in Bollywood.
Yeah. I do think that there is increasingly a very strong bifurcation between, like, the mass and then the, like, other movies now. Like, because... Yeah. Given the time we live in, especially with the pandemic, like, maybe now people just have, like, digital Netflix releases if it's, like, you know, only catering to a certain audience that, you know, is in theater going. And maybe that just becomes even a stronger division in like, the kinds of cinema.
But I think even in digital, you're seeing, and, like, if you look at shows, I think it's happening both ways, right? It's not just, like, digital content, like, pushing the overall boundaries, but you're also seeing that a lot of the massy formula stuff coming into digital, right? Like, there's like Alt Balaji and Ekta Kapoor is doing their whole thing, which is taking the stuff that has worked for them in SaaS Bahu serials, adding sex, and now it's on digital, right? So,
what's an example?
Like, Alt Balaji has like a whole stable of shows. Alt Balaji is another OTT provider run by Balaji, which is entirely this, like, I don't know what the shows are called. I know there's one called, like, Romeo and Jugal or something like this.
Oh, sorry, you said it's on a separate platform, like, not Netflix, like, Amazon.
No. It's on their own platform.
Gotcha.
And I think, I mean, to be honest, even, like, Prime Video, a lot of the stuff is, like, at the middle or the intersection where it's, like, massy, but... It could also find an audience, like Inside Edge and Mirzapur and stuff, right? So, but to counterbalance that, they do also have like the Made in Heaven and everything else, so.
Yeah. Something like Made in Heaven, I feel like I haven't seen something that was that well kind of written and produced, come out of India before. Let me know if you disagree, but that was quite well done.
Yeah, in terms of like a series or like a show, for sure, 100%.
Show definitely, but also just, I don't know if I've seen that many movies that are that well written.
I think movies, you still do get the odd movie every year, a couple of years, which is really well made. Like, I thought Uttar Punjab was really good.
That was
good. I think there have been other, like if you go back, like even stuff like Black and like things like that.
Rang De Basanti,
exactly. So I think movies, you still do get the odd movie which rises up and comes out, but if you look at the overall thing as a whole, I think the expectation was that rather than it just being like one or two movies a year or every couple of years, people thought you would see like a lot more of that. And I don't think that has particularly happened or is going to happen. I think shows is what will change quite a bit, right? Because even if you go beyond Netflix into like YouTube and stuff, right? Like there's a lot of good shows actually that people have made over the years, which I think would not have been possible without the whole digital. Like, traditional TV would not have made these shows.
Yeah, I agree. Like, I mean, for like how big the industry is, it should be churning out like even more good content. But I think like what you're also competing with are like, you know, the YouTube creators that are like coming out of India. Like, you know, they're like getting a good amount of your like attention. So I also think that there's like maybe some momentum then. They're like coming on to these platforms. So I don't know. Maybe I don't know if you're like including those like YouTube creators as part of like the ecosystem, but like they are to some extent part of like this entertainment ecosystem.
Yeah. Anyway, we've digressed quite a lot, but that was good. All right. Thank you so much, guys, for being here. And now, as we're all sitting at home watching Netflix, maybe we can have you back even sooner than the 2 years plus it took for this one to happen.
I can't wait.
Yeah, we're excited to be back soon. Hopefully next week.
Every time I record a podcast, I always say next week, and then it just never happens. So I've refrained from giving my listeners timelines now to prevent any excitement or otherwise.
Yeah, set the expectations low.
Exactly.
Ready to optimize your nutrition this year? Factor has chef-made gourmet meals that make eating well easy. They're dietitian approved and ready to heat and eat in 2 minutes. So you can feel right and feel great, no matter what life throws at you. Factor arrives fresh and fully prepared, perfect for any active, busy lifestyle. Lose up to 8 pounds in 8 weeks with Factor Keto meals. Based on a randomized, controlled clinical trial with Factor Keto, results will vary depending on diet and exercise. With 40 options across 8 dietary preferences on the menu each week, it's easy to pick meals tailored to your goals. Choose from preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, or Keto. Factor can help you feel your best all day long with wholesome smoothies, breakfasts, grab-and-go snacks, and more add-ons. Reach your goals this year with ingredients you can trust and convenience that can't be beat. Eat smart with Factor. Get started at factormeals.com/factorpodcast and use code FACTORPODCAST to get 50% off your first box plus free shipping. That's code FACTORPODCAST at factormeals.com/factorpodcast to get 50% off plus free shipping on your first box.
Thank you so much for listening. That's our show. If you enjoyed that, then please subscribe and spread the word. Bollywood Weekly is available on the Apple Podcast app, Spotify, Audioboom, and pretty much anywhere else where you might get your podcasts. And if you have any comments or anything you want us to discuss on the show, then do get in touch with us by following TIC Productions on Facebook and on Twitter. See you next week.